Well, good morning to everyone. In the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 26, Paul says, quote, "The Spirit leads us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." Now this morning, I want to emphasize where Paul said, "We do not know what we ought to pray for." Do you ever feel like that? Are there times in your life when you really don't know what you ought to pray for, much less how to go about praying for it? Now, if you are really honest with yourself, I think you will answer yes. We have all been in that situation. Truth be told, we've probably been in that situation more than once. Now, the scriptures are pretty clear that God desires that we pray to him about anything and everything. However, there are times when life becomes so confusing, so perplexing, so baffling, to the point where we humanly are simply at a loss of what or how to pray. I feel that this is the point Paul is referring to in verse 26. Sometimes situations in life can become so puzzling that we become so distraught, so distressed, that we can't find the words to pray. It might be the condition of the world in general, a family problem, a health problem. Maybe it's even a question of faith. And during those times, our limited minds can't fully grasp what to say to God during our prayers. In our frustration, we may only be able to express a weary sigh. Now, I saw a meme the other day that really fits this dilemma. I wish I could show you the picture of this meme. However, this is radio, not a visual medium, so I will try to describe it. It was a simple picture of a white piece of notebook paper where someone had attempted a written prayer. At the top of the page were written two simple words, "Dear Lord." At the bottom of the page, there was only one word, "Amen." In between the middle of the page, there were no words at all. The only thing you saw in the middle of the prayer was where teardrops had fallen on the paper. Brethren, the teardrops were the prayer. The teardrops expressed the feelings of the person praying more than any human words ever could. The teardrops represent the Holy Spirit groaning for us when we do not know what we ought to say to God. Friends, when we don't know what we ought to pray for, let us allow the Holy Spirit to speak for us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.